Now let's hear about another high-flying Russian and a high-flying American. As I speak, there is a giant balloon filled with helium somewhere out over the Pacific Ocean. And at the helm of the Two Eagles balloon mission are a Russian and an American pilot. They left from Saga, Japan last weekend. Stephen Shope is at the Two Eagles mission control in Albuquerque, New Mexico. What is the latest, Stephen? Where is the balloon now and how far is it from its destination?
It's 534 statute miles west-northwest of San Francisco. We're heading southeast right now, and at 27 miles per hour, which is 23 knots. Thus far, we've traveled 5,126 miles, and we've been in the air for 4 days, 21 hours, and 8 minutes.
Wow. So who is piloting this balloon? Who's the Russian and the American aboard?
The American aboard is Troy Bradley from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the Russian pilot is from Moscow, Leonid Tukhatayev. Very, very experienced gas balloon pilots. They're both piloting the balloon. It's a sleep cycle, so while one's sleeping, the other is piloting the balloon, and they go through rotations like that.
I was kind of surprised to hear a Russian and American piloting this balloon in the middle of a Russian-American chill, but then I found out these guys know each other.
That's an understatement. The whole world ballooning community is a very close-knit community. We know balloonists all over the world, so we work together. This relationship transcends any geopolitical boundaries or political issues, and it's a great international effort. In fact, we have a pilot from Moscow. Our meteorologist is from Belgium, and we have a great support team in Japan that got us off and into the air over there. So it is truly an international effort, and just so many volunteers from so many different countries helping us. I'm very proud to be part of this close-knit international team.
Well, let's hear what Troy Bradley had to say from the balloon, from the Two Eagles balloon. This is just a short while ago.
Raina and I are having a wonderful time up here, having a beautiful flight with a beautiful sunrise over the Pacific. Low-level clouds below us, but we can see the ocean between all of those. So everything is going absolutely perfect at this point.
Wow, sunrise over the Pacific in a helium balloon, and they're having coffee maybe. I don't know. It's just so evocative. When you get on the two-way radio with them, Stephen, what are they telling you? What kind of stories are they telling you?
You know, weather is a constant issue. We're looking at weather models and updating our weather every few hours. And then there's a lot of flight strategy because there's different wind currents at different altitudes. And last night we had a big glitch in our original trajectory. We were planning to go north and into Vancouver. Overnight, some issues developed where the northern trajectory got blocked. So we had to make a decision. We're right up against the high-pressure ridge. So now we have decided to go south and head down into Baja, Mexico. Mm. So most of us were up all night. It was a busy night last night rearranging our plans and trajectories. So, but everything's now on course to head south. And, you know, the end of this mission, you know, the pilots get tired. And, you know, so we start to pull some of the decision-making down into the Mission Control Center where we have very excellent gas balloonists down here as well.
Right. Are those decisions ever nerve-wracking for you guys?
It's not nerve-wracking. It's more just, you know, what's the best strategy? So we sit around the round table and do really discuss what the different options are, then come up with a consensus. And it's not nerve-wracking. It's just sometimes intense.
How fast is Two Eagles traveling on average and at what altitude?
Right now, we're 25,000 feet. A couple days ago, we were upwards of in excess of 70 miles an hour, 75 miles an hour. And depending on the altitude, we get different wind trajectories, but that's all in the planning.
Were you at the liftoff in Saga, Japan?
No, I was in Mission Control here. We were very busy because we had to do a lot of air traffic control coordination. And the other thing is, when this balloon took off, this was the first time this balloon had ever flown. This is a large balloon, and it takes a lot of helium, which is very expensive, so we just couldn't do any test flights.
What did you hear about the liftoff in Saga, Japan? Was there a big send-off? A lot of people come out?
Oh, absolutely. We had more than 100 Japanese volunteers from the ballooning community there helping. We had live video streaming from the launch site so we could communicate with them directly and actually see visually from the command center what was going on and everything. So it was good, very good.
What do you hope to achieve with this mission?
We hope to achieve two records, the absolute, which is for all gas balloons, the longest distance and the longest duration in the air. This will be absolute world records.
Wow. So when do you think Leonid and Detroit will be touching down?
We're expecting a touchdown in the Baja Peninsula early Saturday morning, somewhere in the lower Baja Peninsula of Mexico.
Very cool. So in the next couple of days, we could see success for a Russian and an American two-man balloon team. Could this portend a peaceful solution to the crisis in Ukraine?
I hope so. But, you know, it's really important to realize that, you know, maybe the governments of these countries have political issues and everything, but, you know, the people, the sportsmen, there's a lot of friendship and companionship among the populations of both countries. And, you know, I don't want people to forget that.
Stephen Shope, Mission Control Director for the Two Eagles Balloon Mission. Good luck reaching North America, and thanks for giving us a few minutes out of your schedule there today.
My pleasure.